Seth, the sand and upper trough that have been triggering the severe conditions this week are now moving further east. In fact, the surface trough should move off the coast anywhere south of around Townsville tomorrow. The upper level disturbance should move out to sea by around Sunday. So still the potential of showers and storms. Some hot conditions also spreading into central parts of the continent. But for Queensland, still the potential of some showers and thunderstorms. A possibility of some localised moderate falls in association with that, but mostly light showers about the south and a clearing pattern developing through the southern and southwest inland. For New South Wales, we're also looking at the potential of some isolated showers about the northeast, just one or two along the coast, remainder of the coast in the morning, but should be clear, dry and sunny inland. Clear, dry and sunny day across Victoria, becoming quite warm, particularly through the north and also the western districts. For Tasmania, clear, dry and sunny day, apart from a little bit of morning drizzle about the north coast and an isolated afternoon shower about the northwest inland. For South Australia, clear, dry and sunny as well, very hot through the north, and there is fire danger or fire weather warnings through the western parts of the state. For Western Australia, a bit of drizzle about the southern coast in the morning, the possibility of some showers and thunderstorms across the northern half. We'll see those also across the northern half of the territory.